Hi, Whitney. I want to dance with somebody who loves me. Whitney Houston on Nova 103.5. Speaking of dancing, I have Sasha in the studio with me. It's almost time for Shimmy for Shelter once again. Morning, Sasha.
Good morning.
How many years have you been doing this?
This will be the 16th.
16 years.
Oh, I know.
Wow.
I know. It's flown by.
So it's not you, though. It's a festival of dance. It's you and other dancers as well. What can
That's
we
right.
expect this year?
Yeah, so this is actually the first year that we've had so many different dancers take part. We always have a variety, but this is the largest set of genres we've had. So there's going to be belly dance, obviously, mm-hmm. which is the host studio, ballet, contemporary, modern, hip-hop, jazz, LED and flow, so...
I didn't even know what half of those mean.
Well, then you have to come and see. Yeah,
clearly. Okay, so this year is taking place on the 6th and 7th of June at the Enkhia Kerk in Pioneers Park. That's corner of Van Valkenhuizen and Redeker Streets from 6 p.m. Tickets, $150 in advance, $180 at the door. Of course, it is all in aid of animal welfare. It's
yes.
all for a good cause.
Yes.
How much do you think over those 16 years you've managed to sort of raise for animal welfare?
Oh my goodness, I've actually thought about this a lot and I've tried to calculate, but it's definitely in the over the 100,000
sure.
range, yeah.
Because
it's been
very.
So many years now.
Yeah. I mean, and is it just the SPCA or...?
No, so we started out as raising funds for the SPCA, but then I soon realized that there's actually so many organizations in Namibia that do really amazing work. So I used to select a different organization every year. And now we've kind of... gone through so many of them that I feel like it's unfair for me to choose. It feels like I'm playing favorites. So we put all of the names into like a hat and we do a lucky draw.
Okay.
And so we also don't know who the beneficiary will be every year.
All right. That's very cool, actually, yeah. that, you know, surprise one person
yeah.
and say, listen, we've done this thing, we've got this money, and here it is
yeah.
for you. Very, very cool. Now, how did the idea come about in the first place then, 16 years ago? How did you, you know, come up with the idea to launch Shimmy for Shelter?
So through belly dance, obviously, when I started my own studio, I started to really immerse myself in the culture and events internationally, etc. And that's when I learned about an event called World Belly Dance Day. And it takes place every second Saturday in May. And the aim of that event is to not only kind of bring awareness about what belly dance is, because there's so many misconceptions mm-hmm. about the style, but mainly to raise funds for charity so you can choose what you want to do. And I've always been a big animal person, and so it just was like a natural thing to do an event that was for animal welfare. And so, like I said, it started out with raising funds for the SPCA, and then over time it's gone not just with animal welfare organizations, but even the anti-poaching unit, the Desert
okay.
Lions, huh. the Elephant Human Rehabilitation Center, and so we've really reached different platforms.
Very, very cool. Where can people find out more about Shimmy for Shelter? Obviously we just quickly read out the details there, and we'll probably share the poster on our Facebook page, but do you have Facebook, social media?
Yes, yeah, so on Facebook and on Instagram we are Shimmy for Shelter, so you can just look us up there. And if you're wanting to get in touch with me directly, you can just WhatsApp me at 081-23-26-346.
Okay. Belly dancing itself. I think it was with you, actually, years and years and years and years ago at Radio Wave, and Jared was still involved as well. And
yes.
I think you tried to get us to figure out how to do it. And I remember that I was probably completely hopeless at it, as I am with most styles of dancing. But how difficult is belly dancing?
I'm not going to say it's easy, because it works a lot with body isolation. So it's really separating your body into different components and being able to move in isolation, but also layering those isolations together. So you have to have a real understanding of how individual muscle groups work.
It looks so amazing when it's done properly. Like you say, that isolation where you can actually see only one part, yes, of the rest of the body is completely still.
Yes.
It's, it's crazy. If people want to, obviously we're talking about Shimmy for Shelter, but at the same time, if anyone wants to, get involved and learn belly dancing, or when do you do classes?
So it's normally on a Monday evening, and I have a class that is really for all levels. So how I structure the class, it kind of gets a little bit more difficult every week as the month goes on, So if anyone is interested, they can contact me either through any of those social media platforms or the WhatsApp number that I gave you.
Okay, perfect. So there we go. Shimmy for Shelter, Nkiyakak Pioneers Park, the 6th and 7th of June. It'll be from 6 o'clock in the evening. Get your tickets. Get them in advance so that you know you've got a spot, because it is always a very, very popular event, and you don't want to miss out on it, especially with all the different types of dance that will be available this year as well. Sasha, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, David, for the time. And I hope to see a lot of people there.